Of the cosmos, Bhagwan Baba scripts his peerless story. Come one, come all, see yourself in me, for I see myself in you all. You are all my forms. When I love you, I love myself, and when you love yourself, you love me. It all began from his mere thought. From there emerged the infinite expanse of the creation. Embedded within is the poignant stillness of his overpowering presence. The five fundamental colors he stroked into the vast pageantry of his scintillating cosmos. By his enigmatic touch, the elements fused and blended into creation that stood still. Then, by divine providence, life started pulsating in the vibrant Srishti. Mother Earth enjoys the unique benediction the Lord has gifted her with his physical proximity. Then, ethereal celestial light radiates from his heart, endlessly suffusing all with essence and vitality. With flourish of perfection, he stroked life into our living and echoed into our hearts, I have separated myself from myself to love myself. From his eternal self, he created tiny souls. He certified these souls as his students. O Prema Swarupa, indebted are we to you for making us children of your precious primary school. A sincere prayer from the hearts of your students of 10th and 12th standard. Make us your flute, blow your sweet breath through us, and let our lives echo with the enchanting melody of your love. Lord, we offer to you a bouquet of songs entitled, Ye Prema Ki Behti Dhara.
Nandela
Soul Surgeon chapters, authored by the Divine Himself, began to unfold in a manner ordained by Him. Let me take you down the timeline of our lives in His fold.
It was in the month April, a month in which every child completes its exams, a month in which every mother looks forward for her child's homecoming. Baba, it was in this month you decided to start my examination of life. A month prior to this, my mother, as a part of her schedule, went for her regular checkup. But she was aghast at what the doctors had to say, concluding that hers was a complicated situation. They refused to operate upon her. The doctors said that she was to beget a physically impaired child. To add to all the complications, her child was breech. With bricks of faith and cement of confidence in God, she did not give up, howsoever hard it was to believe. Meanwhile, my father decided to seek Swami's blessings, as he felt that at this time of torrential crisis, only He was our Savior. Swami decided to cast a compassionate look on my father. This was enough to light up his broken spirits. Days prior to the issue date itself, it was decided that my mother should get operated. The D-Day arrived. Swami, you, in your infinite mercy, decided to breathe health into my life. Breath is just not the exchange of oxygen and carbon dioxide. It is like the hand of the divine. It can't be felt. It can only be experienced. His steps were silent. He comes, and ever comes, walking beside us during our happy times and carrying us on His shoulders during our times of difficulty. Baba, whatever I am today is only cause of You. You pulsated life into me, molded me, shaped me, and graced me. Baba, bless me that wherever I go, I exude your love, your warmth, and reflect you every millisecond of my life. To be contemporaries of the Lord is a great blessing. Even greater blessing is to know Him and have His darshan. But the greatest privilege is to get an interview with the Lord. Bhagwan bestowed on me this precious gift many times and taught me immortal lessons of life. Today, I wish to share my experience of one such unforgettable lesson that Bhagwan taught me on three blessed occasions. In the first interview, which was on 6th March 2000, Swami asked me my name. I told him Jyotika. Then He lovingly rechristened me as Vaidehi, a unique boon bestowed. Then came the next interview, which was on my birthday, the happiest birthday of my life, because Bhagwan, the Lord of the cosmos, wished me happy birthday. Then He asked me, "What is your name?" I told Him Vaidehi. Then He asked me, "Who is Vaidehi?" Innocently, I blurted out, "Swami, I am only Vaidehi." Baba then smiled and explained me that Vaidehi was Rama's consort. The final chapter of the lesson dawned on 16th February 2006 when Bhagwan visited my uncle's house in Bangalore. I was fortunate to be there in his presence. Bhagwan retaliated his question, "What is your name?" I told Swami Vaidehi. Then smiling mischievously, He asked me, "Who is Vaidehi?" As I had been taught by the Master Himself, I confidently replied, "Swami, Vaidehi means Sita." Then Bhagwan, very patiently and sweetly, went on to explain me the true and inner significance of my name in Kannada. Bhagwan's golden words were, "Vaidehi means Dehadalli Ittu Kaanedante Shakti," which means Vaidehi is the unseen hidden divine power in the human. Bhagwan, the highest Vedantic truth that you are the soul activating power in me had been imparted to me by you. This lesson is ingrained in my consciousness, Lord. Bless me to be worthy of thy grace conferred on me.
then came class 1 of our spiritual journey. In the year 2005, dear Lord, you enlisted us in your divine register and gave us the precious opportunity to be your primary school children.
As we joined the school, we came sprinting, maybe stumbling or even crying. But how does that matter? We came for you, Saima. You kept us cozy and warm in your all-embracing love. You penned down another chapter in this special relationship.
Way back in 2005, I remember it was in the month of October and our half-yearly exams were drawing closer. For a 5-year-old, an exam of 100 marks was mission impossible.
We were frightened at the very prospect of writing such a big exam of 100 marks.
We studied as hard as a 5-year-old could. Finally, the day arrived and we nervously trotted to our examination places after our assembly prayer. Looking at our petrified faces, our teacher asked us to fold our hands, close our eyes and imagine Swami entering the classroom, sitting right beside us and catching hold of our hands. And we repeated after Ma'am, Swami, please come and write this exam through us. No sooner had we finished saying this, we heard his car entering the lobby of our own school.
With joyful hearts, we ran in a trice, forgetting all about our exam. And as we beheld you, Saima, you gave us your most beautiful smile. A smile that showed you knew everything. A smile that showed you knew how we felt.
A smile that swept away all our fears, and a smile that you reassured us that you were always waiting to be called upon. That heartwarming incident left an indelible impression in our tiny hearts.
That acknowledgement of a small prayer that day is a ringing reminder for a lifetime.
Reassuring us that you alone are for us and responding to our feelings hidden in the innermost recesses of our hearts. Thank you, Saima, for filling our hearts with colors divine.
Every desire that rises in one's heart is fulfilled by thee, O Cosmic Mother. I was just a stripling of 7 when a desire for a sambhashan arose in my heart. I wanted her to look deep into my eyes and speak to me. In 2006, I was chosen to perform in front of thee. By your infinite will, I was selected to show you the car. You spoke to me golden words, words that got etched in the tablets of my consciousness. You asked me about the car, and I answered you, getting drenched in the cascades of bliss. You created a lovely chain and put it around my neck, a loving testimony to the eternal truth that you are forever with me. Ever, ever grateful to you, Lord.
Shut it.
என் வாழ்வில் இருள் சூழ்ந்த நேரத்தில் நான் இருளை போக்கும் ஒளிதீபத்தை தேடினேன். அந்த ஆன்மீக ஒளிதீபத்தை என் தெய்வீக குருநாதரின் திருவுருவில் கண்டிருந்து அவரிடம் தஞ்சமடைந்தேன். வாழ்க்கை என்ற அரங்கில் எவ்வாறு விளையாட வேண்டும் என்பதை எடுத்துரைத்து நான் அதில் எடுத்த ஒவ்வொரு அடியையும் சீரமைத்து கொடுத்தார்.
என் தெய்வமான பகவானே என் வாழ்க்கையை சீரான பாதையில் நடத்துவதோடு மட்டுமல்லாமல் பிறருக்கும் வழிகாட்டியாக நான் அமைய அருள் பாலித்திருக்கிறீர்கள். வரப்பிரசாதமாக நீங்கள் தந்த இவ்வாழ்வை நான் நல்முறையில் வாழ்வதே நான் தங்களின் பாதங்களில் சமர்ப்பிக்கும் நற்காணிக்கையாக கருதுகிறேன்.
தாங்கள் எடுத்துரைத்த தத்துவங்களை எங்கள் வாழ்வில் கடைபிடிப்பதே நாங்கள் உங்களுக்கு அளிக்கும் பிரேம காணிக்கையாகும்.
In the proximity of fire, we see the light, we feel the warmth. But Saima, you go a step ahead. You kindle a spark in each one of us. You stilled our meandering monkey minds and led it to the heart where you reside. With time, it learned to match your rhythm and dance to your symphony. As we grew from one class to the next, we experienced your divinity that turned our cacophony into your symphony.
Every act of the Lord is charged with profound meaning and is for our elevation. He raised me from animality to divinity. Literally, metamorphically, and spiritually. When I was a tiny child of 4, I was granted the coveted chance to perform in front of my master. Chargan state had arrived to celebrate the festival of colors with the one who colors our lives. The name of the drama was Das Bhakti, and I was to enact the role of a small monkey, a rather insignificant role. My mind and heart, with the maturity of a 4-year-old, I went to the stage and started searching for my physical mother, much to the dismay of my physical parents. Swami then lovingly called me, "Hey, Pilla Koti." But a vanara, a monkey that I was, I did not go. I shed tears, tears of repentance and remorse. Years rolled by, and Swami gave me the chance to join his primary school. In my 5th standard, I was chosen to enact the role of Angada in the Ladies' Day drama. Ironically, it was the Vanara's role again. This time, I was the messenger of Lord Rama. I was to jump off from an elevated height and challenge Ravana. Long back, when Swami had called me, I ran away. And now, when my scene arrived, Swami just chose to move to the interview room door. I was deeply distressed. I prayed fervently, "Lord, please, Lord, please come out. I offer myself to you." With tears in my eyes, I looked at the interview room door, and there he was in all his radiance and splendor. I jumped with joy, and when I looked at him, he was all in tears. Swami, in this drama of Das Bhakti, you taught me to love you, to pine for you, to crave for you, to live for you. Swami, I'm ever grateful to you.
The desire to be yours arose in every heart. Getting closer to you, the crux of every prayer, and you listened and responded in the most beautiful way.
At the tender age of 6, a fervent desire got deeply ingrained in me. I longed to enter into the divine portals of learning. But as it is said, God gives you what you deserve and not what you desire for. It was applicable in my case. It was my turn to wait for that moment to arrive when I would become worthy of my mother's grace. Years rolled by, waiting and waiting. But traveling with time always seems blissful when we know that our destination is our mother's side. I longed, pined, yearned, and waited for my prayer to get answered. In 2010, the staff members of Super Speciality Hospital came as a Sai Samipayam group and spent few days in the ashram having darshan, sparshan and sambhashan with Swami. 28 March 2010, a red letter day, a day etched forever in the tablet of my memory when the Lord Himself walked into my life and made me as His very own. Swami, how can I forget that gentle gait as you came towards me? I was drenched in your love. You lovingly smiled at me and stretched your hand, asking me, what is in the letter? In my innocence, I blurted out, Swami, I have written my prayer to you. Please read it. God, I can't imagine my fortune when you told me, Bangaru, but I want to hear it from your own lips. Swami, then I replied, Baba, I want to join your school. Pat, came the next question. Why do you want to join my school? Lord, today I thank my heart for answering you that day. Lord, I want to be with you, closer to you, forever and ever. Swami, I can't forget that warm, enchanting and reassuring smile of yours that day. Lord, today, the need and the urge to thank you just surges in my heart. And I'm forever grateful to you, Lord. Forever and ever grateful to you.
Ye gunambu ganinchi, ye tencheno nadu, prahladu palimpa, parama purushudu. Ye gunambu ganinchi, ye tencheno nadu, కరినిగా చెడితరి కమలనయనుడు. ఏ గుణంబు గణించి ఏ తెంచెనో నాడు ధ్రువకుమారుని సాక వైకుంఠవాసి. ఏ గుణంబు గణించి ఏ తెంచెనో నాడు పేద కుచేలుని ప్రోవ వేదచరితుడు. ఆ గుణంబే గణించి ఆ అమరవంత్యుడు ఆర్తజనులను పాలింప నవతరించే అనాథనాథ శ్రీనాథ లోకనాథ సచ్చిదానందమూర్తి పుట్టపర్తి సచ్చక్రవర్తి. ఈ సత్యాన్ని అలనాడే స్వామి స్వయంగా చాటి చెప్పారు. ఇప్పటికీ ఎప్పటికీ ఈ సత్యాన్ని నిరూపిస్తుంటారు. ఆ స్వామిని పొగడాలంటే 1000 నాలుకల ఆదిశేషునికి కూడా సాధ్యం కాదు కదా.
అది నేను సాయి ఒడిలోకి వచ్చిన 4వ సంవత్సరం. అందరూ స్వామిపై అనంత భక్తితో స్పోర్ట్స్మిట్ ప్రాక్టీస్లో మునిగి ఉన్నారు. స్వామి వస్తారని, మా ప్రదర్శనలు చూస్తారని, తర్వాత స్వామి ప్రసాదించే చిరునవ్వు కోసం ప్రతి ఒక్కరూ ఉత్సాహంతో ఉన్నారు. అమ్మా నాన్న వస్తున్నారన్న విషయం నా ఆనందాన్ని రెట్టింపు చేసింది. మనం స్వామి చెంతకు ఒక్క అడుగు వేస్తే స్వామి మన చెంతకు 1000 అడుగులు వేసి మనల్ని కంటికి రెప్పలా రక్షిస్తుంటారన్న విషయం నాకు స్వామి తెలియచేయాలనుకున్నారో ఏమో. అప్పుడేమైందంటే, అమ్మా నాన్న వారి వారి స్నేహితులతో వేరువేరు వాహనాల్లో పుట్టపర్తికి ప్రయాణమయ్యారు. నాన్నగారు పర్తికి చేరుకున్నారు. దారిలో
అమ్మ వస్తున్న వాహనానికి పెద్ద ప్రమాదం జరిగింది. అందరికి చాలా పెద్ద గాయాలు తగిలాయి. అప్పటికే పత్తికి చేరుకున్న నాన్నగారు ఈ విషయం తెలియగానే మరికొందరు భక్తులతో స్వామిపై భారం ఉంచి సంఘటన స్థలానికి వెంటనే తరలి వెళ్లారు. అక్కడ ఆసుపత్రిలో అమ్మను పరీక్షించిన డాక్టర్ గారు ఆమె స్పృహ తప్పిందని, గాయాలేమీ తగలలేదని, కొద్దిసేపట్లో భయం తగ్గి కోలుకోగలని చెప్పారు. అమ్మకు ఆరోగ్యం చిక్కగానే పత్తికి వచ్చి స్వామికి తమ హృదయపూర్వక కృతజ్ఞతలు తెలియచేసుకున్నారు. తర్వాత నా దగ్గరికి వచ్చి జరిగిందంతా చెప్పగానే ఒక్క నిమిషం నేను భయంతో వణికిపోయాను. కానీ అపార దయా సముద్రుడు భక్తవత్సలుడైన మన స్వామి అమ్మకు పునర్జన్మనిచ్చారని తెలియగానే నాలో పట్టలేని ఆనందం, భక్తి, ప్రేమలు ఉప్పొంగాయి. కృతజ్ఞతలతో తల వంచి, స్వామి, మేము మీ సేవకులము, సదా మిమ్మల్నే తలుచుకుంటాము, చేపట్టి నడిపించండి అని ప్రార్థించాను.
స్వామి, యూ గిఫ్టెడ్ అస్ సాయి ఫిల్డ్ చైల్డ్హుడ్. ఎవ్రీ డే, ఎవ్రీ అవర్, ఎవ్రీ మినిట్ వాజ్ అ న్యూ సస్పెన్స్. సమ్ మార్నింగ్స్ యూ కేమ్ అండ్ ఆస్క్డ్ అస్ వాట్ డిడ్ యూ హ్యావ్ ఫర్ బ్రేక్ఫాస్ట్. And every Diwali evening, you send boxes of crackers for us. And the most precious evening, Lord, your 85th birthday, you granted every student the coveted chance to perform aarti to you until 2011, when you decided that our relationship had to evolve. A transition was on its way. Will we ever see that smile again? Who would bless our cards? Questions filled every mind. Questions that had no answers.
Subah, subah ka khyal aaj वापस गोकुल चल मथुरा राज मथुरा नगर पति काहे तुम गोकुल मनोहर वेश छोड़ नंद राज सर से उतर गए सुंदर ताज
Look for me within yourselves. I am in you, around you, above you, and below you. Baba, it is now that we understand the essence of these words. You wanted us to look for you within.
It was not the search for the new horizons, but the new persistence for the existing ones. You added new dimensions to your role to teach us the subtle lessons of your omnipresence.
Some chapters in the book of life tell of tragedies, and others of triumph. Some chapters are dull and others are exciting. But it's when we have courage and faith in the Divine Master that we discover that a better chapter lies ahead. It was in the year 2004 when the very pillars which held me till then began to shake. My father all of a sudden collapsed and went into coma. Taking it as an emergency, the doctors kept him in the ICU. He was kept alive artificially with his body hooked to all the possible medical equipments. Days passed by, and when he did not show any signs of recovery, the doctors told to take the body away, saying there were no more hopes. But they say that life with God is an endless hope. So how can there be no hope with our Swami, with us? My grandfather approached the all-merciful Lord, and Baba lovingly reassured him, saying, "Don't worry, I shall take care of everything," and blessed him with the precious vibhuti. Those few words that he spoke were not mere utterances. They are the Veda Vakyas. They have the power to make the impossible possible. Lord, it was you who stood as a platform through all such unpredictable moments of my life and defined a new chapter in my life. As soon as the precious vibhuti was applied, my father began to show responses, signs of recovery, which of course baffled the doctors. And within a few weeks, he miraculously recovered. Lord, you've given me the gift of my father. You've given me the gift of an education. You've given me the gift of my life. And most importantly, you've given me the greatest gift of yourself. Swami, we're forever grateful to you, Swami. We're forever grateful to you.
Baba has said, "However you are mine. I will never give up on you. We belong to Sai, and he protects us as the eyelids protect the eyes. And when we humans clasp our hands in prayer, Lord Sai opens his hands to bless us. This was practically shown to me. It was in my 8th standard. My mother was critically ill. She had to undergo several operations, one after the other, and her condition deteriorated. At one point of time, she could not recognize any of us. She even lost her speech, her movements, and all that she could do before. As we were all desperate and turned to our one hope, succor, sheet anchor, Mother Sai, we prayed fervently, incessantly. The doctors had given up hope, but we did not. As every hour of the clock ticked by, our faith for her betterment grew more intense. Exactly after 9 months of this ordeal, one fine day, suddenly my mother started responding. And the next 29 days were the glorious days as she recovered gradually and completely. This is something which science cannot explain, but faith can. Swami, when I look back today, I realize that it was you who encased her in your womb for 9 months and gave her a new life. Lord, if I have my mother healthy today, it is only because of you. Lord, my heartfelt gratitude to thee. I love you, Saima, forever and ever.
Ye zindagi hai aapki diwani, hoti hai dil se aapki meherbani.
Kehna kya aap se hai maa, aapne bin maange diya hai maa.
Baate aapki yaad aaye, chehra dekho to muskurahat chhaaye.
आप ही है मेरी जन्नत, आप ही है मेरी रौनक।
आपके बिना हर पल रूठा, आपके बिना ये गलियां सुनी।
हे परम प्रेममयी साईमा, आपकी इस दिव्य प्रेम की छाया में हम सब पलकर बड़े हुए हैं। आपके द्वारा स्थापित शिक्षा संस्थान में हमने अमूल्य शिक्षा प्राप्त की है, जिसके द्वारा हम अपने जीवन को आपका संदेश बना सके।
ऐसा हमें आशीर्वाद दीजिए साईमा।
Lessons of life, lessons of faith and surrender. You taught us to face every obstacle with firm conviction. We see your hand protecting, grazing and guarding us, setting matters right to make our lives bright.
Vadanam prasad sadanam, sadayam hridayam, sudamucho vachah, karanam parupakaranam, yesham, केशाम न ते वंद्यः सह कह येशः कस्य प्रशंसा
ननु अस्माकं साईश्वरस्य एव
स्वामी बालकालात् एव अस्माकं क्रीडाक्षेत्रे संगीतक्षेत्रे च नृत्यकलायां निपुणाः कृतवान्
किं विस्मृतवती शिक्षाक्षेत्रे योगाभ्यासे अपि निपुणाः कृतवान्
आम आम किं विस्मृतवती
स्वामी सेवा पाठम अपि स्वकर्मणा पाठितवान् मानव सेवा माधव सेवा इति शिक्षितवान्
स्वामिनः अंके उषित्वा क्रीडित्वा पठित्वा च वयं सर्वांगिनं विकसितं भूत्वा पृथिव्याः स्वर्गं प्रशान्तिनिलयं त्यक्त्वा संसारसागरं गन्तुं बलपूर्वकं उद्यतः स्मः।
कुत्र
इति प्रश्नम् अस्माकं चित्तं विचलितं करोति।
इदानीम् अस्माकं हृदयेषु वेदना वर्णनातीता, निरन्तरं नेत्रेभ्यः अविरला अश्रुधाराः प्रवहन्ति। हृदयविदारक विरह वेदनायाः वयं व्याकुलाः स्मः।
किन्तु केनापि उपायेन अत्र वासं सम्भवं नास्ति।
इदानीं बहिर्गत्वा स्वामिनः सन्देशः वयं जीवामः। अस्माकं जीवनं स्वामिनः सन्देशः भविष्यति।
अस्माकं प्रेमपूर्ण प्रार्थना।
संचारे सकल कर्मसु शान्तिं तव चन्दः, चरणपदमे चित्तं मम निष्पन्दितं कुरुहे। अस्माकं प्रेमपूर्ण हृदयेषु इति प्रेमपूर्ण प्रार्थना सदा सर्वदा उद्गरति।
सर्वदा सर्वकालेषु भवतः सन्निधिं यच्छतु। प्रतिपलं प्रतीक्षणम् अस्माकं प्रेमपूर्ण मार्गदर्शनं करोतु।
जीवनं साई अर्पणम्, हृदयं साई पूर्णम्, चित्ते साई स्मरणम्, सर्वस्य साई पूर्णम्।
స్వామీ, మీ బ్రహ్మాండ సృష్టిలోని కణాలము, సాయి దర్బారులోని కిరణాలము. స్వామీ, మీ అనంత బ్రహ్మాండ సృష్టిలోని కణాలము, సాయి దర్బారులోని కిరణాలము. స్వామీ, మీరు సాక్షాత్ త్రిమూర్తి స్వరూపము, వేదసారము, వేదాంతము, స్వయంభు శక్తి తేజము. స్వామీ, మీరు అనురాగ ఆప్యాయతల ప్రతిరూపము. ఋషులు యోగులు చేసే ప్రయత్నంలో కంటే భక్తుల ప్రేమకే బందీ అయి బద్ధులు అగుదురట. స్వామి, సదా మా శ్వాస విశ్వాసములలో, అనుభూతి అనుభవములలో, తనుమను ప్రాణములలో నిండి మాకు తోడునీడగా ఉండండి. స్వామి, మీ అడుగుచాడలలో నడిచే భాగ్యాన్ని మాకు కల్పించండి. స్వామి, సర్వాధార సర్వవ్యాపక దేవ, మా హృదయ నివాసి, మీ పాద పద్మములకు ఇవే మా నమస్సుమాంజలులు, శతకోటి ప్రణామములు.
సాయి దర్బార్ ఈ జగమంతా, సాయి దర్బార్ ఈ జగమంతా, సాయి కిరణాల మే మనమంత, సాయి కిరణాల మే మనమంత, సర్వ ప్రతిపాల సర్వాధార, సర్వ ప్రతిపాల సర్వాధార, సాయి దర్బార్ ఈ జగమంతా, సాయి దర్బార్ ఈ జగమంతా. సృష్టి కీ బ్రహ్మ వే వ్యాపించినా జీ విష్ణువే, కళ్యాణకారీ హే ప్రభు జ్ఞానంబుజే నీవు శివుడవే, మానవ రామ తల
కళలో సాయి, తనమున సాయి, మనమున సాయి, సృష్టిలోన అనుమనమున సాయి, శ్వాసల్లోన ఉన్నది సాయి, అనుభవము తమది లేది సాయి, తర్కపు ఒడ్డున ఉన్నడు సాయి, విశ్వాసములో ఉండును సాయి, సాయి హే ఆనంద సాగర వరలో
Mother Sai, we came to your physical fold as tiny toddlers of 5. You graciously, lovingly, patiently took our hands and taught us the ABC of life. You have made us a part of your divine history by guiding us to grow, encouraging us to evolve, inspiring us to excel. You made us your contemporaries.
Lord, as you bring about global fusion, make us a part of thy mammoth mission. We pray, be ever with us in all stages and ages. Lead us on through the path of life and beyond life. Teach us how to live for one and all, and above all, for you. Let us bear your imprint in our hearts and march ahead till we merge into thee.
Together we exist, the flame and the light,
the brook and the hill,
the flower and the fragrance,
the vision and the eye,
the sound and the source,
the breath and the life.
We and you,
we are forever yours, Aima.
Swami, we offer at your lotus feet a string of flowers that is etched in our hearts in the form of a video.
Thank you. Shanti, shanti, shanti.